Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House will begin distributing millions of cloth masks to low-income Americans starting next month. NPR's Tamara Keith reports this is a new effort to slow the spread of coronavirus.
The masks, 25 million in all, will be high quality, well-fitting, and washable, in line with guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says White House coronavirus coordinator Jeff Zients. He says they will be distributed through 1,300 community health centers and 60,000 food pantries nationwide, with the goal of reaching low-income Americans who may not have easy access to a mask.
Any American who needs a mask will be able to walk into these health centers or food pantries and pick up high-quality, American-made masks.
Children's sizes will be available, too. This is part of an ongoing Biden administration push to get people to keep wearing masks, even as case numbers are now falling. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
As Congress considers another coronavirus relief package, housing advocates are seeking more help for renters who are facing eviction. They note that those affected are disproportionately people of color. Here's NPR's Pam Fessler.
Black families have long faced higher rates of eviction than other renters, but the pandemic appears to be widening that gap. Recent census surveys find that blacks and Latinos are less likely than whites to be caught up on their rent and more worried about getting evicted in the next 2 months. They're also more likely to have lost work and to get sick with COVID-19. The Eviction Lab at Princeton University estimates that more than 1 million people have faced eviction during the pandemic despite government moratoriums because of loopholes in the law. Congress has already approved $25 billion in emergency rental assistance, but is considering $25 billion more. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
The Food and Drug Administration is a step closer to clearing a third COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. It says an analysis confirms that overall, the Johnson & Johnson product is about 66% effective at preventing moderate to severe illness. The vaccine is given in one dose. If an advisory panel signs off on it, the J&J vaccine could secure FDA authorization for emergency use within days. Outrage over statewide rolling blackouts and water disruptions during last week's historic winter storms in Texas is resulting in resignations from the board of ERCOT, the state's power grid operator. The chair and vice chair are among those stepping down, as Houston Public Media's Sasha Kortner reports.
All five do not live in Texas and make up about a third of the board. In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott said ERCOT's lack of preparedness and transparency was unacceptable, and he welcomed the resignations. He also promised a state investigation into ERCOT, which is already facing multiple lawsuits.
Sasha Kortner reporting, and Reuters News Service is now reporting that a sixth board member has resigned. This is NPR. The Biden administration wants the U.S. to have a seat at the table for the United Nations Human Rights Council next term. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said that while the Geneva-based body is in need of reform, it's also made progress in the defense of human rights. The U.N. General Assembly will make a decision in October. The Trump administration withdrew from the Human Rights Council, citing in part a disproportionate focus on Israel. Israel is sending COVID-19 vaccines to allies in Latin America, Africa, and Europe. It also pledges to give more vaccines to the Palestinian territories. Here's NPR's Daniel Estrin.
Israel has an unused stockpile of about 100,000 Moderna vaccines that it will be dividing up and sending to about 15 allies around the world. That's what an Israeli official tells NPR. Israel isn't naming the countries, but Honduras, Guatemala, and the Czech Republic have confirmed their recipients. Those countries have agreed to open embassy offices in Jerusalem, recognizing Israel's claims to the contested city. Israel will also give some of these vaccines to Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The Israeli Foreign Minister's Office says Secretary of State Tony Blinken asked Israel to continue helping the Palestinians with vaccines. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Anxious to keep its own economy from spiraling deeper into crisis, South Africa's government has announced it will spend more than $700 million in its COVID-19 vaccination drive. It'll cover about 67% of the country's 60 million residents. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up nearly 1% at 31,850. This is NPR News.